Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Beats. It is Thursday, November 20th, 7:31 Central Time. Thursday morning means we get to check in with our friend Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning to you, Andy, and a blessed morning to all the listeners.
Thank you. It's good to see you again. I feel like it's been a long time since...
I know. I've been in the studio the last couple of weeks with Buzz and with Rod Zwanitzer, and so it is kind of different. I was even sitting in a different chair because we had the three of us here, and now we're kind of back to normal. And an early happy Thanksgiving to you and to all the listeners.
Thank you.
Since we will
you
not
too.
Be together next Thursday.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I'll be heading northward to the snowy country, but not to Buffalo, New York. So anyone listening from that area with lake effect snow, stay safe. Stay
Absolutely.
Inside.
I lived in Buffalo for about a year and experienced that snow, but nothing like what they're getting now.
It's amazing. It is. It's just another one of those examples where everything, just, I wouldn't say everything, but every so often is more appropriate way to say it. Every so often, something is just to the extreme.
Yeah.
So, well, to lead into my thoughts today, I actually wanted to comment on how much I like that the Lord's Prayer that you do with the different voices, and especially what really gets to my heart is when the little children are saying it. But that reminded me as I was driving in about a Family Circus cartoon years ago with little Jeffy kneeling by the bed, and it was, "Our Father who art in heaven, how do you know my name?" And I remember that because it was an amazing moment for me to, you know, we know that biblically we hear in God's word all along, but it was that moment of innocence, of course, because you're at that bad side, that moment of innocence and that moment of, yes, out of the millions and billions and gazillions of people who are and ever have been or ever will be, I am His and He knows my name. And that, I think, is kind of a lead into that, to what I wanted to chat about this morning just a little bit. You may not know that November is Hospice Month. So since we are almost through November, I thought I should mention that. I do not know who chooses months, but I do think it's pretty profound that the month that recognizes hospice care is also the same month in which Thanksgiving falls. Because I think at that time of someone's life, when they're facing end of life, or you have a loved one you're facing end of life with, there comes that opportunity where you take stock of that whole life and all of those blessings. And of course, we do have a hospice care program. It's part of our home and community-based services through Lutheran Senior Services, an interdisciplinary team that comes and cares for the patient as a whole person, body, mind, and soul. And cares more than just for the patient, often also offers care to the family. And I know that I thought it was kind of interesting because I know that most of us, when we face that moment, we wait until the very last moment when we feel there that we need to make that resolution that hospice comes in. And what I find out from my colleagues who are in hospice care, so often that release of that decision, death does come quickly. But what I would like to share with our listeners is really something that was a resource on our hospice website. If you go to lssliving.org, there's a blue bar underneath the pictures, and to the very far right, it says hospice. So you click on that hospice, and of course, it does explain. There are different tabs that explain what hospice care is, all about our team, all about our approach. But there's a different tab in there called resources. And within that that section, I saw an article that really helped me to embrace what I want our listeners to know about hospice. It was actually written by someone who did a study on people as to what they would want for end of life. And it's a pretty long article, but the takeaway from it is that really when you interview people or you say to people, what do you want at end of life? it's rarely words with medicine or doctor or palliative care or any of those. They want time, they want touch, and they want truth. So you look at that time and you look at that, and the first thing I think of with that is once you make that decision to go into hospice, the time gets so short. So I wanted to be sure the listeners knew that as you face hearing from people facing that or wanting it, they want that gift of time, and hospice can deliver a longer gift of time. By 6 months, you could go right into hospice and you could have a long time to have caregivers walking with you to help you navigate that time. Touch. It mentioned how that touch, you know, whether it's the touch through conversation and having someone there present with you, or that actual physical touch reminds them that, yes, they are still alive. And that truth, that moment when that is that moment of truth. And for many people and many families, it is that time that is the blessed gift of forgiveness and resolution that happens. So I also think about the way that we approach hospice care at Lutheran Senior Services. It is part of our outreach of spiritual care. So we do have one chaplain that's full-time and another part-time chaplain to attend to all of the patients and families that we serve through hospice care. And I thought about those three things: time. The wonderful message that a chaplain can deliver at that moment is there's also that gift of eternal life through believing in Jesus Christ. Touch, they can touch through God's word. I remember when my father, the day before he passed away, he was in hospice care, and he just wanted me to read from the Bible. He just wanted to hear the touch of God's word. And then that truth of who we are, that yes, hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, how do you know my name? That the truth of that moment, when you're facing that, you are not alone, and you are with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and surrounded by people who love you and truly care for you.
That's one of the things I love about baptism. I remember at our son's baptism was on one of the cakes, we had God's word on there. I have called you by name and you are mine, from Isaiah.
I know.
God calls us by name in this gift. He makes us his. He places his name on us and makes us his own. And how comforting that is to know, especially during a time like this, to have that pastoral care, to have a chaplain during the time of hospice, whether it's 6 months or 6 weeks, whatever it might be.
So if people find themselves in that situation and they really do want to seek a moment to talk with someone about that, all the contact information and more resources about what hospice is all about can be found at our website, lssliving.org. Clicking that tab, hospice, you can also get there through the home and community-based services. And my closing thought, I know we have only just a few moments here, but I think about, in closing, one of the most perfect psalms that people can use every day of their life, but especially if you face this end of life, whether it's a loved one or whether it's you, Psalm 23. The personalization of Psalm 23. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not have to fear. And just take a moment to open that psalm today. Whether you are facing this situation in your life or not, there's a challenge I'm sure that each of us brings to God's word through Psalm 23, where we can take away from that psalm, we are not alone. Jesus, our shepherd, is with us every step of the way.
Amen. Well, Jane, always good to talk with you. Thanks for the encouraging words. Thanks for bringing us to God's word to hear that psalm today, and especially at all stages of life. Thanks so much, Jane.
Oh, you are very welcome. And again, a blessed Thanksgiving to all.
Thank you to you as well.
I feel like safe now travels. I should say, and to all a good night.
Well, safe travels, Godspeed.
Thank
and
you.
We'll meet back here in a few weeks, a couple of weeks, and we'll talk again. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with our friends from ALMA. We're going to talk with the Reverend James Tino from the Association of Lutheran Mission Agencies about what they're doing, and the conference is coming up in the near future. Stick around for more of His Time coming up right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.